This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Not something I've heard of before, but never knew the name.
How many of you are familiar with the concept of a tontine?
In a Simpsons episode, it's the local bumpkin with the smarts to answer that. It's a financial arrangement we call the tontine, where people contribute equally, but only one gets the prize. Sometimes the tontine goes to the person who lives the longest, as in this movie from 1966, The Wrong Box.
And this, by then, great sum will be handed to the one amongst you who is the last surviving member of the tontine.
Well, we don't encourage these weird lotteries in the U.S., but now some economists and financial types think maybe we should. Here to help us with this is Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David. So that film, The Wrong Box, it's talking about a tontine, this financial contract where a certain sum of money is set aside. And by the way, you cannot get the money back. And it's invested for the benefit of a group of people. Now, here's the twist. As some people die, their share of the fund goes to the survivors of the group. So with the periodic interest payments distributed only to survivors, the longer you live, the higher the payout. So tontines could provide an income to members of the group that, you know, end up living longer than expected.
Now, why did these tontines fall out of favor in the U.S.?
Okay, so they were very commonplace, and I always loved this, that a tontine financed the construction of the original home of the New York Stock Exchange in the Tontine Coffee House. Life insurance tontines were popular in 19th century America, but it was a really lightly regulated product, and it attracted all kinds of scams and abuses by promoters. So in the early 20th century, rather than improve the regulation, it was essentially banned.
So now a financial arrangement that was, as you say, abused and has an icky aspect to it should be resurrected to help current retirees maybe manage their income in their elder years? Explain, Chris.
Hey, it's finance. Okay. No, seriously. This is what four retirement experts argue in the Brookings Institution publication, Wealth After Work. And finance professor Moshe Milevsky, he's also has a book out, King William's Tontine, and it argues for resurrecting the tontine for retirement savers. So there's lots of twists and turns to creating the actual financial product, but let's take the 30,000-foot view. First of all, it addresses the fear of outliving your assets. The design is more transparent than annuities, which is a competing product. They're cheaper to the customer than annuities for a variety of reasons. And finally, and probably the biggest attraction, they offer the prospect of higher returns depending on when people in the pool die. And regulators are confident that they could probably prevent a lot of the abuses.
All right. A perfect plan. All you have to do is live longer than everyone else. Now, is anyone using tontines in this way here in the 21st century?
Well, former employees of Swissair are benefiting from the early deaths of their colleagues, and you had tontine thinking, you know, affecting retirement saving plans in places like Sweden and Japan. So, you know, the tontine is out there, and it could be a partial solution to the fear of outliving your assets.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks.